Next patient is Barry McNeil. The last name is MCNEIL. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A period. The patient had a laboratory workup that was done at Quest Laboratory on February the 17th of 2022, and there is an elevation of the serum creatinine to 1.57 with a BUN of 44 and an estimated GFR that is 38 mLs per minute. There is a decrease in the kidney function. We don't have a protein creatinine ratio. We don't have a urinalysis as was ordered in the past. Period. The patient has relapsing urinary tract infections, and in the blood ultrasound, the post-void view shows that the patient is not emptying the urinary bladder completely. More than 120 cc's are retained, period. The patient is advised to go back to the primary care physician in order to be referred for evaluation of the genital prolapse, period. The patient is taking torsemide in combination with spironolactone, and this could be also the reason for the decrease in the kidney function. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient had an arterial Doppler ultrasound, and there is evidence of significant gradient in the velocities of bilateral external iliac arteries. In other words, there is stenosis in the iliac system that has to be evaluated. For that reason, we are going to refer her to Dr. St. Louis. Following number rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, who is the rheumatologist. The patient is taking prednisone 10 milligrams every day, and for that reason, the patient is increasing the body weight. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. Following number, there is a history of congestive heart failure in the past that is not active. Following number, obesity. The fact that the patient has been on steroids has worsened the picture. The patient is advised to decrease the caloric intake. Following number, the degenerative joint disease and gout. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes in the evaluation of the test, including the imaging and the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.